it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for joining us this morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. We're all clocked in. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and this segment is presented by John Foy & Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. Now we have Mic'd Up coming up momentarily.
Yeah.
Very exciting. I do have to mention, I know, Bo, you don't like the idea of AI. It's not going to take over the world because I've been trying to get it to tell me how many Bijan Robinson jerseys have been sold since Monday. They don't know.
Yeah.
AI doesn't know.
But does anybody know?
No. I was going to say,
I don't know if this is an AI problem or just a humanity issue.
No, it's the NFL Players Association. They release a top 50 player sales list weekly, but it tracks like a longer period of time. But I'd love to find that out.
Like if there was a spike in the graph.
Yeah, I would love to see it. I would love to see it.
I don't know. Maybe we can ask our buddy Shannon Joyner. You know what I mean?
Oh, just he would have
like,
better
hey, man,
insight.
What's the spike?
Yeah.
Tell us about this.
Yes. So we talked about this a little bit earlier. Florida Athletic Director Scott Strickland met with a handful of influential boosters on Tuesday. Basically, they're ready to cut Billy Napier. Could be fired as soon as this weekend. Certainly will not survive another loss. Now, if they go this route, Billy's buyout would be $21 million to be paid in installments, 50% of the money paid within 30 days of separation.
Doesn't it just feel like rip the Band-Aid off, man? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I thought Billy did a great job last year saving his job.
Because it's not great job coaching. It's a great job doing just enough to save your job at the right time.
Yeah, and then I thought this year, I had a lot of high hopes this year. Lagway, you signed Dallas Wilson, who's a stud. And you see the Texas game, and I'm like, well, look what Dallas Wilson does this offense, and look how good they look.
Yep.
And then I saw last week where former players, everybody's like, oh, high school offense. And I'm like, I think that's so derogatory. And I just feel like it's not giving a guy credit. And then I watched
people used to say the same thing when Urban was hired.
Well, yeah. There was a guy that now works in Philly who said Urban Meyer would never win anything in the SEC, and he, you know, dominated
high school offense.
Yeah. But then I watched last week and I watched, you know, them play A&M, and it was just bang your head against the wall stuff, you know. Perimeter, you know, like out here and like the flat stuff passing, nothing downfield. And then you get the second, and then you got Austin Barber, they put him on an island with Cassius Halishaw. And it's the same thing every time. Either I'm trying to speed rush by you, which he got by half the time. And the time that Barber was quick enough to get there, he did a crossover move and beat him back to the inside.
Yeah.
And it was just like, and Billy wouldn't help him. And I say Billy because he's the one calling plays.
Yeah. Well, and I think to kind of bring this all full circle real quick before we get it mic'd up, this is why I was so appreciative of Zach Robinson in the second half against Buffalo. When Michael Jarrell is brought in at left tackle in place of Jake Matthews, screen, misdirection, another screen, you know, like play action pass. Like they did so many things to try not to leave Michael Jarrell on an island, because obviously he hasn't played a snap for the Falcons, period. And he comes in and he plays left tackle against Joey Bosa, and it's like, we're not going to put you in a bad spot. That's what Billy Napier, the attack that he probably should have had.
Absolutely. And look, say what you want, but the defense is playing at a freaking championship level. They didn't look as good against A&M as they have in the previous weeks. But you have to remember how non-existent the offense, other than the Texas game, the offense has been non-existent, and their defense has kept them in every single game until, you know, late in the Miami game, they kind of pulled away. Late in the A&M game, they pulled away. It's just been bad, and they have such talent. It's very frustrating. it is time to rip the Band-Aid off. And I am not the fire. I mean, you guys know this. If you've listened to me in this town for however many years I've been doing it, on and off as producing and on air, you know I'm not a fire the coach guy.
Well, and you can't feel too bad for him. Within 30 days, he'll get $10.5 million. So
he'll work.
Can you imagine being the booster that says, I want you to fire that guy. I don't care if it costs me $11 million out of
my
pocket.
That's nice, huh?
Insane. This Saturday from noon until 2, I want to invite you to join me at Jim Shorkey Kia of Gainesville as we get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand and other prizes. And another winner will take home tickets to an upcoming home game. It's this Saturday, noon to 2 at Jim Shorkey Kia of Gainesville with me and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And as a reminder, today's Mic'd Up. I'm cracking up at something right now. I'm about to tell you what it is. Brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing your family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I had to Google the word divest to know if it actually was a real word. It's the whole I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is kind of thing, the Forrest Gump. I'm not smart enough to know what divest means, but it is funny. It's kind of ironic. The definition of divest is to deprive someone of power or rights. So, yeah, divest Dylan, we did. That's exactly what happened. You're like, divesting Dylan's not playing today, and he's not. And so we have actually divested Dylan.
I have, in fact, been divested.
We have, in fact, been divested. So that was kind of funny to keep track of. All right, last week we did this, and I mentioned it. Bo the Broker, Mutual Fund Mike. Mm-hmm. We're talking about quarterbacks. We're talking about Heisman odds in college football. So I have pulled 11 of the top quarterbacks in the country in terms of Heisman odds. All right, we're going to kind of track these over the next following weeks. These are the odds after week 7 that I'm going to give you today. Before we get to these, I just want to point something out because we've been following this since training camp. You know what names are not on this board? Garrett Nussmeier, Cade Klubnik, DJ Lagway, Lenore Sellers. What else you got?
Arch Manning!
Not on the board.
I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm not laughing out of anger,
no,
but
it's laughing at the business that we're in, because how many people do we have on here talk about Penn State winning a national title and Arch Manning winning? It's ridiculous.
And guess what? You know what the most ridiculous thing about it is? That Arch Manning's name isn't even on it after he finally falls off, and he literally just had his best game of his career as a college player and the biggest win of his college career.
Yeah. All right, so let's break into it. And what we're going to do here, this is not a fair or foul. This also does include, like, the fine. So we're going to do – you can either buy stock, you can sell stock, or you can just hold. You don't have to do either one. You can just stay flatline on this. But we're going to kind of break into some of these. I don't want to just go straight from the top and get the favorites in. But we are going to start with number one on the list right now because it is Carson Beck at the University of Miami, who is the favorite in the Heisman conversation at plus 300. They have a scary Friday night game against Louisville. Think of just a couple of Fridays ago when Florida State falls. Like, those Friday night games can get a little bit weird. Yeah. Bo, are you buying or selling on Carson Beck?
I'm holding on my stock because it is in, if it was in Louisville, I would be terrified and I would sell my stock. But I'm going to hold it because I just think Miami's going to trip. This should be a game that they trip in, but I'm not sold that they are on this one.
Yeah, they'll be 13.5-point favorites going to this weekend. I'm with you. I'm actually going to hold on Carson Beck as well. I don't think Carson Beck's going to win the Heisman. I'm just not sure this is the week that he kind of falls back in the board just a little bit.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go a little bit further down. How about Trinidad Chambliss, the Ole Miss quarterback who has skyrocketed up the boards? He's only made, what, 2 starts now for Ole Miss, but he sits at plus 2,500 on the board. Bo, I'll let you go first on this one. Big matchup against Georgia this weekend.
I think I'm buying on Trinidad Chambliss because, look, this is a game for Lane Kiffin. It can get him paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
And he beat them last year. I think this is a get back game, though, for Georgia. But I like what he's done for their offense. I'm going to buy.
Yeah. I am selling. I am selling in terms of what I'm going to see this weekend. I might buy later on in the year, But to me, you go to Georgia, you play Georgia's defense. Not saying that they can't be taken advantage of. And Ty Simpson, who we'll talk about in just a minute, did have a good night in the same situation. But I'm going to have to see it to believe it. He's a much better runner, I think, at this point than a passer, although he's a very good player. I just think that those odds are going to tumble just a little bit after this weekend, just a small bit. All right, so that's where we're at. That's Carson Beck, Trinidad Chambliss. How about let's go down to Joey Aguilar, plus 4,000 on the board. They will be headed to Tuscaloosa to face off with Alabama. Alabama's defense, not like what you think of in the past in Nick Saban, but Joey Aguilar has had his ups and downs this year. I think he's been better than we thought he would, though.
I don't really have any stock because I never bought it, so I'll sell. I think he's been better. You're right. I think he's been better. I totally agree with you. But I think this Alabama defense is sneaky good, and I think they've gotten better each week, which is impressive to me.
Yeah.
I thought what they did last week at Missouri was pretty impressive, honestly. For, you know, look, that's not an easy place to play at the time, and the coach has always got something up his sleeve.
Yeah, I completely agree with what you're saying. I'm just holding right now. I'm going to hold on Joey Aguilar plus 4,000. Just kind of is what it is. I agree with a lot of what your sentiment was, but I'm not so sure that he doesn't have one of those nights where he looks good. Maybe the run game doesn't, you know what I mean? And he has like a couple big first down pickups, and maybe it ends up like a 3-point game for them. So that'll be fun to kind of keep track of. All right, speaking of that conversation, how about we flip over and talk about Ty Simpson? He is second in the clubhouse right now, plus 320. Alabama's quarterback coming off three straight ranked wins. I don't think the offense played incredibly well last weekend. Ty Simpson, though, continues to be that guy. I'll go first on this one. I am holding on Ty Simpson right now. I think that the reason I'm holding is because he is so far up the board. Like, if he was back down at, like, a plus 3,000 or something like that, I'd be like, oh, bye. But I think that, like all these guys, at some point they're going to have a hiccup. Ty Simpson, to me, probably won't overtake Carson Beck after this weekend unless Carson Beck just absolutely tumbles.
I'm buying. I think he could. I think if he shows out in the there's a nickname, but the third Saturday in October.
Third Saturday in October.
You know, he's gonna. Let me tell you something. He goes out and plays well against Tennessee at 7 o'clock at Bryant-Denny Stadium on a Saturday night with a national audience. Mm. And at the end, all of the clips and the pictures are him, that victory cigar that they have when they beat Tennessee.
Come on.
If that moment plays out and Carson Beck ho-hums against Louisville at home, absolutely he'll rise up that board.
All right, I want to get to at least two more of these. Let's start with Haynes King, the Georgia Tech quarterback, plus 3,000 right now on the board. I don't know if you've looked at this or not. Duke is favored in this game.
Doesn't surprise me.
Duke is favored in this game this weekend. It's that noon start time. It's at Wallace Wade Stadium. Haynes King, to me, though, is just too good. Like, I'm buying on Haynes King at plus 3,000. That's too deep down the board, sitting at, I think he's 10th best odds just in terms of the overall Heisman. You do have a running back or two that are in the mix. But I'm buying on Haynes King, man. I think that this is another game that you can go get that obviously Vegas doesn't think you can, and you can prove the doubters wrong.
Well, now it is a point and a half, and you get three for being at home, right? So it's pretty tight there. I'm buying. Here's the thing. Here's the reason why you buy on Haynes King. Because unless there's an injury, Haynes King is going to get – he's going to produce numbers, win or lose.
Yes.
It's almost to the point where at times I don't think Haynes King, since he's been at Georgia Tech, how many times has he been the reason they lost?
Yeah, that's a good point, unless it's been an injury. You are spot on about that. All right, and then let's finish. Let's go with Gunnar Stockton at plus 2,200. Obviously, big matchup with them. I think Ole Miss's defense is a little bit underrated, and obviously Rusty's going to come in with us in just a minute and talk about all the things with this game coming on this weekend. But Gunnar Stockton plus 2,200. I'll let you go first.
You think he brought biscuits this time?
Might have.
I doubt it.
Burberry biscuits?
We haven't heard from him, so probably not.
You would have already brought them in.
I'm selling.
Wow.
Because Gunnar Stockton, I think, has a. I think Gunnar Stockton is a good player. I think he'd be really good. But they're in the inefficiency of the offense is it rears it rear. Do you think? I mean, Auburn's defense is good, but they're not as good as they made Georgia look bad in the first half of that game.
I think that's a fair point. I'm actually buying here on Gunnar Stockton. I think that Heismans are made of moments. He's already had the one with the throw against Tennessee. I think that this is another game this weekend that could lead to a moment. I don't know that it's going to be like extreme efficiency and then he goes 22 of 28, but you can see him picking up a big first down with his legs at some point in that game, making some kind of incredible throw. You know Georgia's going to be in it. I mean, it's not like even if they lost, they don't ever lose bad.
Yeah.
But I think Gunnar Stockton could possibly have one of those moments where you look at him and you go, man, I just don't know if plus 2,200 is high enough, so I'm buying.
I hear you. I just think that there are others that have had already more moments, and there's just been too much pedestrian stuff. Moments don't overcome numbers in the end.
That's fair.
We will see what happens. And coming up, yes, we've got the Rusty Mantel, co-owner and publisher for Dogs HQ, joining us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.